We have David on the phone who wants to talk to you. Hello, David.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine, David. How are you? David, what's your last name, David?
Bowie.
Thank you very much.
Hey, this is great. It's who am I talking with? I mean, is this like a television show?
You're talking with Annie and Dave.
Hi, Annie. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, this is incredible, you know, because I just picked the first 7 numbers that I could think of and rang them.
Ah.
Wondering who'd be at the other end. I had absolutely no idea that it would be you guys. This is really fortuitous.
Hey, Dave, did you see us doing Life on Mars on New Year's Eve?
I was so chuffed about that. Thank you very much indeed.
It could have
turned... That was really good. Do you know Nelly the Elephant?
I just played it.
I know.
You cheeky Charlie. So what's going on?
Well, I'm phoning in a request for a song, which I think you probably do now, but we'll get that to a minute. You know, when I first worked with Annie live, the first time we'd sung together, I think we'd probably always wanted to do something together, was on the Freddie Mercury benefit.
That's right.
In England, and she had that black makeup on her eyes, didn't she?
No, that was me.
Was that you? Well, one of you looked like Brunel.
That's right, yeah.
And the other one, Dali. And the film's name was Chandelier.
That's right, exactly, yeah.
Boom, boom. Black and white silent, really nice. 16.5 minutes it lasted for, that's
very true. But you see, that's why Dave's got so heavily involved in the art world. Because he always knew all these things from the very beginning. He was one step ahead of everybody, and now he's cleaning up.
Well, now I'm trying to work out how to be 2 steps behind, which is, I think, a kind of a pre-postmodernist thing to do now.
Very true. Can you see us?
I probably need a television set for
that. Oh, that's right.
I've been working on a book for the last 15 minutes, and it's really rotten, so I stopped typing, and that's when I called in.
Oh, right, yeah. I had to stop my play I was writing in a dressing room. It was.
You were on that for 35, 40 minutes, though, weren't you?
That's right, yeah.
I mean, when you go in for writing, man, you go for the long haul. That's what I always appreciated about you. If I get past 10 minutes, I think myself lucky.
Yeah, well, Sting can go a lot longer than that, I've heard. You should be taking a few tips out of his book, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, dare
can I speak to... Is Annie there?
Yes, I keep trying to hand her the microphone, but she looks nervous. Hang on.
Talking to a telephone receiver.
Hello, David.
Hello, Annie. How are you?
Well, this is very strange, having such a public...
What?
Telephone call.
What are you wearing?
Wow. I didn't know you cared.
I care too much. That's the weight I have to put on my shoulders.
Listen, how are you feeling?
I'm sorry?
No, I mean, not, you know, how are you feeling yourself?
I'm a bit better now.
How are you in yourself, within yourself?
I'm coughing.
Well,
better.
Because the last time I saw you were very tired, but you were amazing. Because do you remember?
Sounds like Sting again.
Yeah, the last time I saw you.
I caught that dreaded flu that keeps coming around, and it was tough working through that, I must say.
Are you better now? Are you better now? You're taking the echinacea.
I took that, the echinacea, and the Maolang. There are lots of Chinese pills as well.
Well, there you go.
And that seemed to get rid of it. So I've just got the itch now, but...
Come on, then.
Oh, yes. Can I request a song, please, Annie?
Yes, you can.
Could I request, please, There Must Be an Angel?
Oh, yes. Okay, this is specially dedicated to you, David Bowie.
Oh, yeah, love it.